In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. It is Sharathon, the last day of Sharathon, day 3, Spring Sharathon 2025. And as you heard, our theme verse is Isaiah 44, verse 3, where the Lord says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Well, joining me again is my good friend, Bert Harper. And Bert, the last day of Sharathon.
It is always an exciting day, and I just tell you, people here in the studio, we're excited about it. God's doing a great work, and we're looking forward to it. As Tim Wildwood would say, this is Procrastinator's Day. And listen, yes, if you've put it off, don't put it off any longer. Call 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net.
How many calls have we had so far?
Okay, Bert? The number right now, total pledges, 11,374. That's what Tim really looks at. He said if the people call in, the money will follow. And that is so true. And he said, you know, a lot of those pledges represent a couple, a family. So he said, I think you can double it at least and say you would have that many. Because, you know, that, and I agree with him, because it is American Family Association, and those families, praise God, they love American Family Radio, and they support American Family Radio. It's a good deal, Jeff.
Okay, Bert, I'm going to mention a name I know you're familiar with, John Bassanio.
Oh, yes, John Bassanio? I sure do.
John Bassanio came to Texarkana, our Crisis Pregnancy Center here called me and said, "Hey, we have our big banquet and I need a speaker." They tried to get somebody and he fell out and at the last minute and said, "Who can we get? Who do you know?" And so I said, "John Bassanio is great at raising funds." And so they contracted with him and he came out there and I'll never forget. I sat there in the audience and John was a good friend. But this is what he did, Bert. He said, "When you guys come to a dinner like this, you have a number in your mind that you are saying, okay, we'll give this much." And he said, "Here's my challenge. I want you to take the number and double it." Amen. And trust God that he will bless that. As the scripture says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And I've never forgotten that because I was like, what a challenge. And so I did that. I had a number in my head. He was exactly right. I came in there thinking, well, I'm going to give this amount. And then he challenged us to double it. And the lady that was running the Crisis Pregnancy Center at that time, First Choice Pregnancy Center, she said, we took in at that banquet more money than we had ever taken in before.
Amen. Yeah. He was a great, great pastor there in Houston, Texas, and just did an awesome job. And yes, that's awesome. And so, hey, that may be what you need to do. Those of you who are listening, trust the Lord. I know Jan and I, when we gave, we went up this year, and hey, God continues to bless, and we trust him. And I love that. 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net.
Well, Bert, so when you named you gave us the number, do you know how that fares with other Sharathons?
Right now, we're a little bit behind some of our better ones. I'll put it that way. You know, a lot of it has to do with what all's going on. during election years, I can just tell you the numbers do go up a little bit better. Last year, you know, with the way it was, especially in the fall, and people want to hear truth from the news department. They want to hear the real things going on in the, I would say, the issue-driven programs. And but this is still great. God's blessing, and the numbers are going up. And we have people here. This may be somebody you know from Texarkana, Texas. Do you know anybody that lives in Texarkana, Texas, Jim?
A couple.
I think it's Donita. Donita. D-O-N-I-T-A.
Donita Barber. I know her.
Oh, well, it's fun for me. I'll be sitting here, and I'll look at the names and the location, and sometimes I know exactly who it is that has called in from somewhere, and it's always fun to see that, and I thought you might know that.
She is one of my special friends. I think she and I are kindred spirits. She sees the world as I do, and she's bold in her witness, and she's just a beautiful lady inside and out.
That is awesome. And listen, we have so many great people. One of the best things about Share-a-thon, in my observation, it's just, I know this is preference or anything, is hearing the listener testimonies, to hear their stories, how God has used AFR in their lives. And some, man, on our program, you know, we have call-ins. We have people that are saved while, I mean, listening to our program. And it's exploring the Word on the afternoons. And Alex being an evangelist, what else would you expect there? You know what I mean? And but we try to share the gospel in every program and let people would hear and know. And so God's doing a great blessing. Is it all right for Mark to play a listener testimony right now?
That'd be great.
This is Mark calling from Mississippi, and I really love listening to American Family Radio. I think my favorite is Jeff Shreve. Both of his programs, Real Truth for Today, and then later, From His Heart. He just sounds so friendly, so easy to listen to, and he's speaking the truth. He's ready with a verse for any situation. And I feel like I'm listening to a friend. Actually, I've met him before. He doesn't look nearly as friendly. I don't think they're making any posters of him. But he's a lot of fun to listen to. Thank you, AFR.
Oh, yes. Obviously a plant.
I believe that
from
was
Mark O's.
Yes.
How funny. You know, when it started up, I was like, that sounds like Mark O's.
That was funny. We say, Mark, have you got one up? This is Mark. And thank you, Mark. That we need to listen. It's Thursday, excuse me, last day of Share-a-thon. And so people around here, it does get a little bit giddy around here. People come in, we're talking about people putting in 14-hour days, early, staying an hour later on some of them. And so people are really, we work all the time, but during Share-a-thon, it's all hands on deck all day long, Jeff. So it's a great place to be.
Yeah, we need to hear that one again. I'm excited that Mark O's is such a fan and supporter.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that comment about being on a poster, you know?
That was a little below the belt. That's like Tim Wildman saying that I'm slightly better than average preacher.
I hope you get out of this Share-a-thon feeling good about yourself, Jeff, after all this.
You know, I was thinking about the challenge from John Bassanio, as he says, whatever you're thinking, double it. That's a challenge to my own heart, because Debbie and I gave on Tuesday, day one of Share-a-thon, and now I'm thinking, well, good night. Could I not increase my gift? Could I not give more? And the answer for most of us, maybe all of us, is yeah, we could give more. And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And if you sow bountifully, God says, how much do you want to be blessed? Do you want to be blessed a little, a medium amount, or a lot? Because the one who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. You can't outgive God.
You really can't. And so, listen, these who have called in, Jill from Englewood, Tennessee, Nancy from Amanda, Ohio, Linda from Parsons, Tennessee, James from Pulaski, Virginia, and then Greg from Pilot Point, Texas, wherever that might be, Pilot Point. Mm-hmm. And so we're glad you're calling in at 877-616-2396, or you're going online at AFR.net. Either way, the money comes in, the pledge comes in. And by the way, hey, Jeff, in appreciation of people that give, we want to say thank you. And the way we say thank you is by sending those that give a $150 one-time gift or more, they'll receive The Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell. Stephen is a great historian. It's a great book. It's a small book. It's a great read. And then if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive that same book, and you'll also get is what is called an AFR embossed pad folio. Now, again, I had to find out what a pad folio was, and I came in, and I like it. It's a black book. It zips, and on the inside, you can put notebook paper, a pen. You could put a small, iPad if you needed it in there, but it's a great, great book. You can take it to church and take notes, so anyway, I guess a preacher could put his notes in there, and when he goes up to preach, he can unzip it, and man, that would get the attention over the microphone, Jeff. It'd wake a few folks that I know up, you know?
Well, it's probably good for funerals and things where you have some notes and you want to carry those around.
It would be.
So, Bert, I remember doing a funeral in December. This was several years ago, and it was so cold. It was outside. And as I was visiting with the people, you know, after the service was over, my ear froze because, as you know, I don't have a lot of coverage there. And, man, it was rough.
Oh, man. Outside graveside funerals or outside graveside services, I can remember several. I think the two coldest places I've ever been, now this is in the South, is at a cemetery like that and a soccer field. Listen, all three of our boys played soccer, and that soccer field, when it was close to wintertime or early in the spring, before really spring had sprung, it would be cold. So, listen, we're in warm headquarters here at AFR, so we're keeping the electric and gas bill paid, and that helps. Listen, that's what it is, bringing that up, Jeff. We got bills to pay. We have towers to maintain. We have machinery to maintain. And so people calling in, you're really making a difference in people's lives of ministry when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net and give.
Well, and it's also good to know, you know, with everything going on in our country and what Elon Musk is doing at Doge, exposing all the graft and abuse and waste and corruption, it's good to know that you have ministries like American Family Association, American Family Radio, that are good stewards of the money that is entrusted to them. And we're not wasting money. We're using it wisely. And so our listeners and those who are supporting, you can know with certainty that, hey, this money is being used to further the kingdom. It's not being used to buy Tim a new plane.
Amen. The ECFA, which is the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, they come in every year. They examine our books. We have an outside auditor that comes in and helps us and make sure we're doing it the way we're supposed to. We get the highest rating. And that's AFR. We do get that highest rating. So when you give, you can give and know that it is going and being used for God's glory. And again, our mission statement is going to inform, equip, and activate and help fulfill the Great Commission. That's money well spent, Jeff.
It sure is. So the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And I do want to just challenge your heart to say, well, whatever I was going to give, what if I doubled that? How would that work if I doubled that? Lord, is this what you want me to do? Because I want to be a generous giver. 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and we'll be right back after the break.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
I happened to come across AFR station a few years back, and I've been listening ever since. And I listen to 88.3 or 89.1 and listen to you from 7 to 4. I'm an Amish guy, so I'm not on social media, but I love listening to AFR, especially Today's Issues and Todd Herman. And it being a Christian radio station, I appreciate that. Thank you, and God bless you.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
It's the final day of Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2025. Pour your Spirit out. It's from Isaiah 44, verse 3, where the Lord says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Bert, I was teaching this morning. We have Thursday mornings. We have a Strong Foundations group of young husbands and dads that meets. And I was talking about the importance of church, and I was saying how, you know, that is the church is the Lord coming to live inside His people, the great mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the Old Testament saints didn't have the Holy Spirit living inside as we do. And so God has poured out His Spirit. And as Peter said in Acts chapter 2, to the people, the promise is for you and for your children and all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to Himself. And so we in the church age, we have the Holy Spirit living inside. We have the blessing that God is with us wherever we go, not just externally, but internally.
Amen. And the indwelling of the Holy Spirit makes all the difference in our lives. The moment we're saved, the Holy Spirit comes in, and let Him be at home in your life. That's the whole idea. Let God be God in your life. And I want to tell you, it doesn't mean, like Don Wildman is so truthful, he said, that doesn't mean it's easy. It means you'll probably have some enemies, because Jesus had them. And so, but we do our best to grow in favor with God and man, and sharing the truth of Jesus Christ without compromising the Word of God. And the other issue is try to do our best. We speak the truth in love. And what happens to the other side when they can't win the argument? They start calling people names. Mm-hmm. We don't go there. We don't want to go there. And we'll just speak truth and let God be God and let Him take control. And when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net and you make that pledge and you give, I want to tell you, it's given us the capacity and ability to do our best to speak truth to this generation, Jeff.
Well, I shared last night in a sermon that I preached from Hebrews 10, Matthew 5:11, something we need to keep in mind, as Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And so, you know, Bert, if we think that we can be a faithful witness and herald for the Lord and not be criticized for it and not be persecuted for it and not be insulted for it, we're reading the wrong Bible.
We really are. And expect that, you know, know that, that's coming. I had someone to tell me sometimes, we're not running a bargain basement business. We are sharing truth that people can come to Christ. They can find new life in Christ. But that new life, yes, it's good, but it's not always easy and pleasant. Sometimes it is difficult and hard. And I know right now, I mean, in America, yes, we talk about that. But the other program I do about, you know, exploring missions, we talk about the suffering that's going on around the world, like in Congo, the Congo. Man, there's believers that are being beheaded, just like those Coptic Christians were in Egypt a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell you, they're the body of Christ. And so we not only look at what's going on here on our side of the ocean, we need to look to see what's going on. We're living in a world where we can know that, and when we know about it, we pray about it, and we ask God to use us in a significant way and here. And so I'm proud to be where I am here on this radio network, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, because it does change lives. And when you give at 877-616-2396 or online at fr.net, you're joining in this to say, hey, we are going to carry out the Great Commission, not only here, but because of the internet, Jeff, around the world.
Amen. You know, when I think about Don Wildman, the founder of American Family Association, American Family Radio, he was a courageous Christian. He was willing to stand up and speak up and take the shots and be maligned and be insulted. And Bert, you were there for those early years, and people loved to make fun of Don Wildman and, you know, get him on a talk show and try and hit him with the gotcha questions. And I think because of his southern drawl, they thought, well, this guy must be a bumpkin. And they were pretty shocked when Don was able to stand toe-to-toe with them and make them look foolish.
It is so true. He was quick, and not only smart, but quick smart. You know, there's those that they're smart, but they, oh, I should have said that.
Right.
You know, and Don was one of those that was smart and could say it immediately. I think it had a lot to do with the Holy Spirit of God living in him and calling that to his mind. But he was a courageous warrior. Matter of fact, if you want to know more about it, you can. And there's this documentary that our studios have done about the culture warrior, and it's Don Wildman and his story. It's an awesome story that you can find out and know about. Again, culture warrior, you can go and you can put it in your computer, culturewarrior.movie, and watch it. And you can hear the story about how God raised him up for such a time as this.
Amen. Well, I know it's not Founders Day, but Mark, do you have an offering from Don Wildman we could listen to?
Greatest miracle in the New Testament are the people Jesus entrusted his church to. Look at the 12 people he chose. One of them went over to the pornographers and got his money, you know. But look at the other 11. Now, they were not just absolutely helpless people, but set them down in the middle of all of you and would really, I mean, put some clothes on them like we wear, and it wouldn't be a whole lot of difference between them and us. Couldn't tell much difference. That's the most shocking thing about Jesus, who he entrusted his church to. And the second thing is, he didn't have a plan B. What if these don't succeed? Here's the 11, you know, James, John, the fisherman, and the zealots, and all the, I mean, all a whole mixture here. All right, Jesus, you got these 12. One of them's already sold out, and he's gone. But you got 11 people, plain, common, ordinary, everyday people. And I say, Lord, that's a silly way to try to change the world. I mean, think about it. Just think about it. But something happened to them. Something happened in them. And they went out and they changed the world.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Who you entrusted your plan to, those 11 men. But yeah. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit, Jeff. That made all the difference. And the difference in Peter when he denied Christ, and on that day at the gate called Beautiful, and he couldn't help but speak the things that he had seen and heard. Let me see. What transpired? The Holy Spirit of God indwelling him in power. Makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Really does. And that's the Holy Spirit that was living in them is the same Holy Spirit living in believers today. And so we have what they have in to make a difference as we just yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. So our theme verse for this Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon, is Isaiah 44, verse 3. I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. You know, Bert, we talked yesterday about the importance of passing along the faith to the next generation, to our children, to our grandchildren, because if we don't, then Christianity stops. And we've all seen the relay races, and maybe we've run in those as kids. But passing the baton is critical in a relay race. I don't care how fast you are. If you can't pass the baton, you don't win the race.
You know, in passing the baton, it's got to be handed off and it must be received. And so, listen, we've got one of those listener testimonies, and I listen to them, and I guess you always pick out, okay, which one's your favorite? It's not necessarily because they mentioned exploring the word, by the way. but I would say this, that she's a young lady. She said, I started listening to AFR in the backseat of the car when I was 5 years old. And now she's an adult, and she says, I love AFR. And it shows this, and that's the passage that we're talking about, Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land, streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Listen, it's generational, and this is what we want you to do. We want to share the good news with the next generation. And that baton must be handed off. We want to do that. But those of you that are younger, if you're younger and listening, receive that gospel baton, that moral baton, and let God run the race with you. Do you remember just a few weeks ago, there was running a race, and then one of the girls hit her opponent in the head with the baton?
Yes.
Listen, I saw that, and I said, let's spiritualize that. That's what's trying to happen. We've got the enemy, and they're running along beside us trying to trip us up, knock us out, but we got to get up and keep on running. We don't stop. And when you call 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net, I just want to tell you, we're going to keep on running the race, and we're going to carry the baton, the gospel, the good news, and we're going to do our best to keep it and then hand it off to the next generation.
Amen. And that is so important. And so, you know, the prayers of the saints for the ministry is critical. As you pray for your church, as you pray for the entities that you support financially and with your prayers, that makes a difference too. And so we are grateful for those who listen, for those who pray, and for those who give and financially support. Because as Tim said just a little bit ago on Jenna's program, you know, it does cost to do this, and as much as we would love to offer everything for free, we know that that's impossible, because even Jesus in his ministry, people would give to his ministry because he needed money to run his ministry also.
You know, I've just looked here. We get people from Kansas, Virginia, Texas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Missouri, calling from all over the United States. That's the reach of AFR. And we started out at one radio station right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. But it wasn't long. We were in Jackson, Tennessee, and then we spread out. And so because of the internet now, we're heard all over. So some of you are listening. You know, you're listening and through the internet. You're listening through live streaming. You're listening and watching radio. So make that call at 877-616-2396 or online at AFR.net. And you was talking about the pledges. I'll save it to the end so you can ask me, but I can tell you it is going up, 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 Jeff. Good news.
Well, good.
It's
very
growing.
Good.
Yes.
Well, let's, Mark, let's listen to a listener testimony.
My name is Ron Bennett. I'm a deputy sheriff, police officer with the Decatur County Sheriff's Department in Decatur County, Tennessee. Thank you for the radio station that I enjoy listening to every morning, AFR. It gets me motivated and it helps me to get through my day as a police officer. Not many of us are, as police officers, are accepted and well received in parts of our state and around the United States, but we have a hard job and we love helping others, and I get a lot of enjoyment being a school resource officer here at Riverside High School.
Very good. Well, it's always encouraging to hear how the Lord is working. You know, Bert, as a pastor, people may not realize, but that encouragement that we get from listeners really does something to us. And discouragement, when someone, you know, says, oh, I hated that, you're terrible, blah, 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 or whatever, typically they're not quite that blunt, but that can be very discouraging. And so we're commanded to encourage one another. Encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Now, Bert, have you ever gotten blasted after preaching a sermon?
I have. It happens when you preach the word. And I'll tell you, most of the time, the people that were part of our church, most of them, man, they knew what they were getting when they got me. And those that would join later, they knew what I was. And so, but ever so often, you'd have those, and they were some of them members of the church or someone else, and get letters, different things. And but I just want to tell you how Don Wildman handled that. He said, count it all joy. And so, listen, have you ever heard that? We're trying to please an audience of one.
Yes.
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have that mentality, I think it does make a difference, Jeff.
Well, and too, as a pastor and as a preacher, you know, we have to evaluate what is being said to us, because we're not infallible. And so we can maybe say something wrong, or maybe we tell a joke that probably shouldn't have been told. You know, it's just like, well, that may, you know, I may have needed to rethink that. So we accept that. And but sometimes people are just they're angry because you talked about money or you talked about morality, and it's not what they wanted to hear. You know, Bert, I tell people this all the time. Hey, we come to church to hear the truth, and church gets us centered again on true north, because we all have a tendency to drift during the week. And so we come back, we hear the truth, and it centers our lives around the truth of God's word.
It really does. And the Bible is the word. And that people ask us all the time, what about dreams? What about visions? Yes, I'm not saying God does not use them anymore, but we have a more sure word. It's called the Bible. And when the Holy Spirit of God uses a preacher, a radio talk host, anyone to share the word of God, and the word of God penetrates your life, the Holy Spirit will direct you. You respond and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. Use me. I want to help. I want to make that phone call at 877-616-2396 or online at AFR.net. I want to be a part of what God's up to, and that's what we're asking you to do here at this Share-a-thon, isn't it, Jeff?
It is, and it's a blessing to give. As Jesus said, Paul quotes Jesus, and he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so we just want to invite you to join us as we give. Bert has given, I've given, and we want to give generously and cheerfully to the Lord. And we know with confidence that when you give to AFR, when you give to American Family Association, the leadership is using that gift to the full to reach people for Christ.
My name is Scooter Noland, and I have had the privilege of serving Hope Church in Tupelo, Mississippi now for the past 12 years. I've also had the joy of serving on the board with AFA for the last 5 years. When I think of the purpose of AFA, it really goes back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. He says that we're to be the salt and the light. I think AFA really does a super job at equipping Christians to live out the words of Jesus, to be salt and be light in dark places. As a board member and pastor, I can't think of a better organization for you to continue your support, or maybe today you begin your support financially of AFA. I see behind the scenes, and I see on the front lines the impact that your generous giving makes.
I have been listening to American Family Radio for many years, actually since just before Sandy Rios joined you. What a beautiful addition she was. Also, we have been monthly supporters of AFR since about 2012. Your station is such a beautiful mix, biblically faithful, spiritual and personal encouragement, accurate exposition of current news and events, and a lot of warm humor sprinkled throughout. Listening to AFR is, for an oldie like me, a bit like coming home each day, and the welcome mat is clearly out for all newcomers. Thank you all for the faithful hard work you do daily at AFR. You are much appreciated and much loved. Thank you.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit
out? Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It's the last day of Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2025. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Now, Bert, what is the challenge?
Okay, right now, $150,000 challenge starting this hour, and it'll go all the way for an hour or two more. So we want you. That means a large group of people or a small group that gave a large sum wants to use their money to challenge you to join them in giving to AFR in the ministry that God has for us. $150,000 challenge. What happens on these challenges, Jeff? They grow and they grow until the last day they get bigger. And we thank God for that. That means we, listen, it is essential that we're trying to double $150,000 is what we're trying to do. And by people calling 877-616-2396 or giving online at afr.net, that will happen. And let me just give some names here. It's just fun to see people who are calling from all over the United States. Cimarron, New Mexico, Lancaster, Ohio, Bentonville, Arkansas. How do you like this one? Bogachita, Mississippi, and Kosciuszko, Mississippi. And this one is from Denmark, Tennessee. So they've called from all over, and they continue to call, and the numbers are going up. That means when people call in and that number goes up, the finances go up, and God is blessing and multiplying. And what did you say, John Bassanio, give double of what you thought you were going to give?
Yes.
That's quite a challenge, and I believe some people are meeting that challenge. I really do.
It is. So, yeah, what John said to that that gathering at the at First Choice Pregnancy fundraising dinner, he said, I know you have an amount in your mind. Everybody comes to these dinners with an amount in their mind. He said, here is my challenge. Double it. And you could kind of feel people kind of gulp a little bit. Well, double it. But it's like, does that really change your life? If you doubled your gift, I mean, does that mean you're not going to pay your bills? Does that mean you're going to go hungry? You know, for many of us, Bert, it doesn't. It's just we have excess, and God has blessed, and so we can give generously and we can give cheerfully. One of the marks of a true Christian, as we see in the life of Zacchaeus, is when you're really saved by the Lord, when you understand His grace and you come into a personal relationship with Him, you want to give. And so Zacchaeus said, "Lord, half my possessions I give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I'll pay them back four times as much." God is a giver, and when we come to know Him, we want to give too.
Amen. And listen, we want to say thank you for giving. And each Share-a-thon, our people get together, our leadership, along with those that work in the Resource Center, they try to find something to say thank you with when you give, because we believe in gratitude. And we are grateful for those that participate, and we want to share. And this is like a thank you note. Just let me say it that way. And you get a book, The Bible, Divine or Human, by Stephen McDowell. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more. But if you become a Great Commission partner and you make a monthly pledge of a gift of $30 or more, you'll get that same book, but you'll get this pad that says AFR, American Family Radio. It's black, and you can zip it, and you can put paper inside. You can put a pad inside, a book inside, or like I said earlier, an iPad inside, and take it with you. And Jeff came up with the idea when mine going to a funeral that we do and conduct. This would be the perfect little thing to have your scriptures all in there. So this would be a great, great gift. And you say, have you ever re-gifted anything? This might be a good re-gift to someone if you know someone that would need it. And so make that call at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net.
All right. Mark, do you have another testimony for us?
My name is Daryl. I live here in Conroe, Texas. Started listening to your station about a year and a half ago when I discovered them here. Thank God for a great Christian radio station and what you guys do in impacting the kingdom, as well as trying to mobilize and inform people about issues that they can take up and help to glorify and honor God in the way that we approach the issues going on in this world today. So God bless you. Keep doing great work.
All right, Bert, you know, as we have been sharing, the one of the great things about American Family Radio is that we give a biblical perspective on the current events of the day, and then, you know, exploring the Word is going to dig into the Bible, and I do a combination of those things on Real Truth for Today. But everybody views the world through a particular lens. Either it's going to be the lens of culture, or it's going to be the lens of Scripture. And we used to talk about a Christian worldview, but that the term Christian has been so watered down that now we need to say, hey, do you have a biblical worldview? Do you view the world through the lens of Scripture and what God has said in His Word?
You know the song, My Father's Eyes? Make mm-hmm. that a prayer. Lord, give me my Heavenly Father's eyes when I look at individuals, when I look at situations, when I look at the issues of the day. I want to have my Father's eyes. And then, do you remember that bracelet said WWJD, what would Jesus do? I came up with one, what would Jesus think? You know, WWJT. And I want to have the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 2 makes it plain. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And when you spend time in His Word, when you spend time in prayer, following Him and serving Him, and having accountability partners that people can look at your life and say, hey, do you need to, like we said the other day, have someone to come up to us while we're preaching and say, Pastor, you know, did you really need to say that? Did you, you know, that's sometimes it's harsh, but sometimes, let me just say, Bert Harper's deserved two or three of those times. Jeff, I don't know about you, but listen, we're not perfect here on the radio. We make mistakes every so often, and we try to correct it and not make them again. But I want to tell you, our heart is to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to speak truth on the issue, and encourage you and equip you to make a difference where you are and where you live. And listen, let God give the increase. Jeff, God will, hey, if we're faithful, he'll take care of the other, won't he?
He really will. There's a great verse in Philippians 4, verse 19, that says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And it comes in the context of the Philippians giving. And so when you're a giver, you can rest assured that God is going to provide for your needs. And, you know, the goal of the Christian life is to become, hold all things loosely, to become a conduit of God's blessings, and to just know that we have an endless supply in the Savior. We don't need to be hoarding things. We don't need to be worried about where our next meal is coming from. We just need to keep our eyes fixed on him, and we need to do what he says he's going to provide for us.
Amen. Have you heard that story about how you can catch a monkey in a jug, and you put something like a nut or banana in there, and the monkey puts its hand down in that jug or jar, whichever you would say, and they clamp on or in their fist to try to bring it out, and now their paw or hand, whichever one you'd want to call it on a monkey, they try to pull it out, but it will not come out, and they will not turn loose of that which they have.
Right.
Listen, an open hand holds more than a closed hand, and I visualize that. And so you hold your hands up with whatever you have and say, "God, listen, I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be the one that just keeps this. Listen, if you were to come back now, how much money I have in my bank account, in my savings account, in my 501c3, listen, if I'm taken out, it's for somebody else. So I'm not saying get rid of all of it, but I'm saying be generous while you're living." I really believe that's a tool that we could go by. And by calling 877-616-2396 or going online at AFR.net, you're fulfilling that. I really do believe God does love a cheerful giver.
He does. That little poem says, "Do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going." And that's there's a tremendous amount of truth to that, because sometimes people are like, "Well, when I die, I'll give all this money," which is great. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Bert, I had a lady that called me one day and wanted me to come to her house because she wanted to make a big donation, and she wanted to do that in her will. And she had two sons who weren't Christians, and she said, "I don't want to leave this $500,000 to them." And, you know, I talked to a tax attorney, and she said, "That's going to be contested, because those boys aren't going to be happy about that, and they're going to say you coerced their mom." And so if you're getting to the point where you think, "I may not be around much longer," do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going.
Amen. I want to do this one more time, and I'll make this, the numbers are growing, and I had a number that I did not verbalize. I said, "I wonder, God, you know, some things need to be, you know, private." And I had a number that I said, "Lord, I'd love to see that number as far as the total pledges by the time we go off this hour. We're close to it. Keep those calls coming." But we're hearing from David from Burlington, Iowa, Donald from Fort Madison, Iowa. And we hear from John from Caledonia, Mississippi, Randy from Columbus, Mississippi, and then Jeff from West Point, Iowa. And so these are all calling in. And here's Danny from Utica, Pennsylvania. So we're hearing from all over the United States. And no matter where you're from, you can get through at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Make that pledge, $150,000 challenge right now, that is saying, "Hey, come along with us and walk with us and support AFR. And when you do, you will be blessed." I really do believe that, Jeff.
Okay, so Bert, how many calls have we had this hour?
Okay, this hour, as best I can look at it, we're running at 300. That's if I'm not mistaken, we started at 11,000, and it was right at 4, 440, and now it's 11,740. And I can just tell you the number I had in my mind was 11,750, and we're 9 calls away from that. So make that call. I kept that private until right then. But I thought, man, Bert, that's stretching it. Do you really want to voice it? And the voice said, just keep it quiet until I reach it and then celebrate. So we don't like much celebration. Margaret from Sioux City, Iowa. From all over the United States, but I was coming through 3 or 4 calls from Iowa right here close together in a row. That's great. Come on, states. Make that call and do it now.
877-616-2396. Hey, it is a blessing to give, and it's a just an encouragement to your own heart to know I am participating with other believers in a mission and a ministry that is impacting lives for the kingdom. Mark, do we have one more short testimony to share?
Hi, this is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program, sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
Good testimony. Another Exploring the Word testimony, Bert.
Yeah, and I didn't have to get Mark to make that one for me, Jeff. I just... Amen. Hey, let me... time's running out. I just want to say this. What a joy it is to be with you this hour. Some people just work good together because they love the Lord Jesus Christ. They love His Word. And Jeff, I just say, brother, it's a joy to be a part of AFR lineup, but it's also a joy to be with you on your program during Share-a-thon, brother.
Well, thank you, Bert. I just got a text from my good friend Roger Javens in Houston. He says, I'm grateful for AFR and your program in particular, brother. I love the address of AFA. I was saved at Parkgate Baptist Church in Elwood City, Pennsylvania in 1967. My good friend Roger Javens, and he gave $500 to our
Amen.
Cause. And so
Amen.
I appreciate that, Roger.
Hey, let me do this. We've gone over 11,750. We're at 11,766, and the numbers are going, and we got 2 or 3 minutes left, so we may get to 11,800 if people keep on calling and go way over what I was saying. But we got another one from Kokomo, Indiana. Every time I see up that, I just got to say it, Jeff. I love Kokomo. Kokomo, I got some dear friends in Kokomo. I did a revival there, and it was so much.
Isn't that the Beach Boys song?
That is, and I wrote in it, but they told me it wasn't that one. Just kind of disappointed me. But anyway, hey, it's great. Hey, Jeff, thank you, brother, for allowing me to be with you.
Hey, thanks, Bert. I appreciate you, my brother. And thank you for listening today and for participating in Spring Share-a-thon 2025. And God is doing great things at American Family Radio, American Family Association. We appreciate our listeners so much. And we join together as we give generously. And we say, Lord, use this ministry. Continue to use this ministry to touch many, many lives for Jesus. So go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.